one point of note that the public do realise that it's a council meeting. The public are here to listen, but they're not here to take part. I would actually tell them that, please. Now, can we go on from there, please? Have we a seconder, please, for
second,
the...
Second, and I reserve my right to reply, Chair.
You are going to be seconding, you
said. I'm seconding it and reserving...
Sorry, his mic is still on. Sorry, I can't hear you.
I'm seconder and reserving my right to reply.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much. Now we have questions. Any? Councillor Honeywood.
Thank you, Chairman. I've listened carefully to what Councillor Hawkins has had to say, but I'd like to point out some of the facts that how I see the other side of it. What Councillor Hawkins is asking is that we make us one of the highest paying councils in Essex, number one on offering support. What I'm asking for is to put us in line with six other councils in Essex. Why should we be the best offer in Essex? If you look beyond that, we will be attractive to benefit migrants. That worries me. The more that come, the more we're going to have to pay. It's unsustainable, in my personal opinion. Councillor Hawkins says that there's money in the budget. We've got nothing to worry about. How many more people will we need to support? Since we've had to suspend it, it's already touching 100. We don't know. It's a leap in the dark. The 90% he talks about is basically 100,000 we've got to find, bearing in mind we don't know how many more are come. And if we make it such a good deal, we could get far more. And that really troubles me, because the residents of this council, this district, are going to have to pay. And the more that come, the more they're going to have to pay. I don't agree with it. I don't think it's right. I think that we should do the best by our residents by all means. And we are offering a good deal. The 20%, as I said, is in line with six other councils. Only one council is doing better than us, and that's Uttlesford. We're not being harsh. We're being similar to other councils. There are councils I can list at the moment that are far tougher than us. As it stands at the moment, we've got Castle Point at 30%. We've got Basildon at 25%. Southend on Sea at 25%. Thurrock, 25%. I think what we're offering is a good deal. And that's why I'm sticking by it and I can't support the amendment.
Thank you. Councillor Goggin.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I too will not be supporting the amendment. There are some words that struck me from Councillor Hawkins' speech. And the first thing he talked about was the group of people that paid nothing. That's the whole point. They paid nothing. He went on to say that this group of people who are getting an 80% discount, 80% discount. Everybody in this room, I think, pays rates. Oh, I'd be happy with a 5% discount, 10% discount, 50%. He mentioned they are subsidising everybody else. That's completely wrong. It's everybody else who's subsidising them. The thing that panics me like mad, is that this is a nice area. It's got lots of good things going for it. It's got lots of beautiful places. What I don't, and I welcome people retiring here. I welcome people coming here to live. I welcome people bringing their children up here. What I do not welcome is a society that has migrant immigrants. These are people who are coming here just because of the benefits. That's... if you care to read the papers that are circulated, you will find there are London councils paying amounts of money for moving families into this area, and the most disgusting one resulted in the summer in a person that was moved here trying to commit suicide. And that's what you've got. Someone with, I think, 4 or 5 children. What worries me about this is these people who are coming here for benefits. I don't think the residents of Tendring feel it's unreasonable. All of us have been out on the streets for various reasons. There are various things we talk about that people were talked on the door. There are various comments, I can understand them, about things being legal and things being illegal. I wouldn't want any of us to do anything that was illegal. But it is, the spirit of it is right. The spirit of it is that ordinary, hard-working, bill-paying people shouldn't be subsidising individuals who are coming here just to get benefits. That is wrong, it frightens the pants off me, and that's why I'm going with the original proposition and I'll be against the other one. Thank you.
Thank you, Ken. Councillor Broderick.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. There is a section of the community that is mostly in our wards of Holland-on-Sea that constantly get airbrushed over with the saying, oh, pensioners are protected. There's a section, a huge section of the community in Holland-on-Sea who have saved and worked 2 jobs, worked all kinds of hours to provide for their own pensions, private pensions, and provide for their own old age. They don't rely, they haven't relied on other people. They're retired nurses, doctors, public sector workers. Those are also the ones that will have to pick up the bill if more than 80% is given. I think 80% has been forced on the council by the government. I don't see there is any other option. Younger people of working age, I have a report here, is a council report based on the Joseph Rowntree Foundation that says there are 100 people a month coming here. They are benefit migrants, basically. There are 100 coming here because the rates are cheaper. We haven't got a money tree growing in the council backyard. I think this is the best option. I will be supporting it. And I know the residents of Holland-on-Sea who are in receipt of hard-earned private pensions will support it as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Broderick. Councillor Kelver.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Firstly, can I actually congratulate Councillor Goggins for something he's just said? He won't be surprised that I disagreed with the vast majority of what he said, but at least he had the good grace to say that he was against anything having been done that was illegal. At least now we've got one member of the Cabinet who isn't trying to claim credit for having acted illegally. Oh dear, looks like I've touched a nerve, Madam Chair. Oh well, can't be helped.
He can't sue you, Alan.
No, if you're making gestures, Alan, I'm sorry, I'm blind. I can't help you on that one. But at least Alan has had the good grace to admit that nothing should be done illegally. Now, not only is the portfolio holder almost worn as a badge of honour that this council acted illegally under his stewardship, but he actually had the effrontery to condemn the leader of the Labour group, Ivan Henderson, by name, for having condemned an illegal act. Now, surely we're going beyond the bounds here. When Councillor Honeywood gets up to respond, I urge him to do what is right and apologise to this council for having acted illegally, and apologise to the entire opposition, particularly the Labour group, and indeed the members of his own administration who voted with us against this on the basis that it was illegal. We were right, and it's about time Councillor Honeywood and his colleagues admitted it.
Thank you, Councillor Canva. Councillor Keynes.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I must remind the members opposite why people are actually finding themselves homeless. It's because of the Conservative benefit cuts in rent. That's why they're moving. People are in employment and children in schools, and yet they have to move. I remember reading a story in one of the council offices where officers were trying to find a place for this lady and her family, and they were having a difficult job. And the boy was heard saying to the mother, "Mum, can't we just go home?" And that's what you're doing. These people are put out. It's like apartheid. They're coming to Tenzin, Soweto, because it's cheaper. What do you expect them to do? What do you expect them to do? They've lost their home. The rents are sky high. They cannot afford to stay there. You should find it in your heart to accept these people when they come, because I'm sure they're not coming just for benefits. They're coming here because they've no alternative.
Councillor Watling, please.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I stand up because, as you know, I haven't been a Cabinet member since 2012. And my position then was portfolio holder for benefits and revenues. And I was the Cabinet member on whose watch the residency clause was introduced. So I'll take the hit on this one. The principle remains the same. It is a good principle. I've been walking the streets of this district recently, talking to people on the streets. And what do we want? We want local benefits for local people. And that was the point of the residency clause. And I stand by that principle. Subsequently, it was challenged in court. And I hold my hands up. It was challenged and found to be wanting legally. We took the best advice we could at the time, and on that advice, we acted. No more could we do. And it still remains the same, a very, very popular policy. Because we live, as Councillor Goggins said, in the most beautiful place. Now, it's been put to me again and again, this is a good popular policy for our district. Now, wouldn't it be wonderful if we had that policy nationally? I've spent 40 years in another industry. I've paid my income tax, and I've paid my national insurance, and I don't want people coming from all over the world and taking that away from me. The policy is the same here in a microcosm, and I think we should stick by it. And that's why I'm seconding these recommendations as they stand. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Stock.
Sorry. Thank you, Madam Chairman. I rise to speak on this in a similar way to Councillor Watling. I was leader of the council when this policy came in. I was extremely proud of it then. I remain proud of it. The policy was right. It's the law that's been proven to be wrong. And I think there's a distinction there that, with the greatest respect to Councillor Hawkins, and I have a lot of respect for Councillor Hawkins, but I think he's, on this occasion, confusing what is right and what is legal. And, OK, we've had a High Court ruling on another authority that suggests that our scheme is ultra-virus, is outside the law, which is a slightly different to saying it's illegal. which sort of suggests that we've been carrying out some sort of criminal act on the people of Tendring, when we haven't. We've been carrying out the right policy that the people of Tendring absolutely loved. Of all the policies we put out, this was far and away really popular with residents, really popular, even with people who were paying the council tax, because many people said actually they want to be contributing, they want to be paying a bit. Okay, no one likes paying tax, but we recognise it's a part of life, and especially with the austere times that we've been living in recently, it certainly is a part of life. We've all got to pay a bit. And we are, as Councillor Goggins said, only expecting people to pay a very small proportion of a full council tax who are on benefits. So I fully support this. I think if the amendment that had been put by Labour was that we lobbied the Secretary of State and we lobbied Parliament to devolve powers to local government, to devolve powers to this council to be able to set our own policy with a democratic mandate we've been given by the residents of Tendring to govern this district and to collect council tax from residents, which is what I mentioned at a previous meeting, then I'd be supporting that amendment. But the amendment that he's put, I'm afraid, Madam Chairman, I can't support.
Thank you, Councillor Whitfield.
Madam Chairman, we are going to have a great influx of people coming here who are going to put nothing into the community at all. When most of us have lived in London in the past and seen it happen, we don't want it to happen here. So I'm in full support of Councillor Honeywood.
Thank you. Councillor Talbot. This will be the last speaker, Councillor Talbot, on the subject. Yes, you have your right to reply. Yeah, okay. Speak.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, Councillor Hawkins, for putting a little bit of the milk of human kindness back into this council. I appreciate the fact that you've got this motion, which at least gives us the opportunity of stopping a further erosion of the money that is allowed on behalf of people much less fortunate than almost everybody sitting around this table. It's all very well to talk about benefit scroungers and to see those awful programmes on television about people who live on benefit, and you seem to think at the end of that that everybody who you know who draws benefit is on the fiddle in some way. But the fact is, like a lot of these things, that if you try and catch the fiddlers by accident, you catch the people that if you knew their details, you'd be as much in favour of the support they receive as anybody else. Why are we actually discussing it? Why are our less well-off people being penalised in the way that's being proposed? We're doing this because the government had to bail out bankers with millions and millions of pounds of money, so that the country was almost bankrupt, and this administration, when it came in, has had to try and recover the financial situation of the country. One of the ways they've done that is transferring their liability to pay in full the benefits that were paid to people through the council tax system, and introduced the new system of local council tax support. I think support's a very funny word when, by and large, it seems to do in many cases the opposite. What it means is the penalties, if you like, financial penalties that the government are applying to Tendring District Council, whilst at the same time saying that they're completely compensating the very people we're talking about charging. They say that, although it's not ring-fenced, but we're passing on to these less well-off people in our community, the disabled and the disadvantaged, the out of work and the unable to work, we're passing on to them what really should be borne by the council in general and be reflected in the level of council tax for everybody, not trying to recoup it from the disadvantaged in our community. Thank you, John Hawkins, for giving us the opportunity to say that. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Henderson, you'd like your right to speak.
Thank you, Chair. And as Councillor Calvert said, it's the first time I've actually been condemned for actually supporting something which was legal. And, I mean, it was illegal. It was illegal. And I can remember members sitting in here at that time when that went through, that report, complaining that we didn't have the whole report in front of us. And some people abstained because they were worried about that situation, that they were voting on something which may not be legal. And can I remind you, not one other Essex council actually introduced... At that time, they were all saying they moved away from this council
his decision to actually go down that route. But can I just go back to think, because people have using all this language about people coming in, we're actually talking about people being hit by this who actually live here. Mm. Now, they've lived here. These are residents who live here, who are having this increase put on them. You can't just put everyone into a nice little box and decide in your mind without knowing exactly what their background and make a judgment on every single person without knowing the facts behind all of those issues that those people face on an everyday life. For example, I've got off the officer. You talk about people should be working and doing their bit. 900 people who are actually being hit by this increase are actually in work. And I'll tell you one thing, I can guarantee, out of those 900, there'll be people who are actually going to work on a 16-hour week. And they've just been given from the government an increase in the minimum wage, which would actually probably give them £158 a year increase. You are now going to take away that increase that the government says, and this is the government, this year's rise will mean that they will enjoy the biggest cash increase in their take-home pay since the banking crisis, benefiting over 1 million people in total. You are now taking away £65 a year off those people. Those same people, which has been declared in a report from the government, probably, that 12,500 families, households in Tendrin are suffering from fuel poverty. We've also just had a report saying that children, Mr. Maisie's just gone, Councillor Maisie's concerned about child poverty. That's a pity he wasn't listening about this. Because in my ward, in Harwich, we're talking about a 38% increase amount of children in child poverty. We're talking about a massive amount over Tendrin overall, 28%. And the portfolio holder's response to that findings was Paul Honeywood, Tendrin Council's Cabinet Member for Housing and Benefits, said, "This is a warning that more has to be done." So what do we do? We actually go and hit those families that are actually being hurt, actually having to pay the increases in fuel, which everyone knows has been a massive £300 so far increases in fuel bills over the years they've seen. Those same people are actually trying to make ends meet on a daily basis, and we are actually going to increase the amount we're taking off them and put them in a further position. And it's been mentioned by Cabinet members here. They keep throwing this information around about hundreds of people coming here. And they mention certain councils. Well, I had one council mentioned to me, Enfield. Enfield's throwing everyone at us. They're piling here. Hundreds of them. Well, I contacted Enfield, leader of the council, and he said we've had 14 across the whole district. Brightonsea, Harwich, Clacton, Jaywick, 14 families. They are not forcing them here. They are not sending them here. They are volunteering to leave, or they are being forced out of their homes through various purpose for the government's benefits. And let me tell you about another one. Like I say, you're putting everyone in this little box nice and neatly. I'll tell you about 25%. You're now hitting the JSA claimants, three-year JSA claimants. Well, I've been on a work task finish group for Essex County Council as part of their group. And they're actually, with the findings we've found, is, if you didn't know, 52 people go on a Job Centre Plus work programme for 52 weeks. And then after that, if they're not successful, they go into the government's works programme. The government's works programme has been seen as a failure. It's not getting people work. And one of the reasons it's not getting people back into work, because some of those people who've done the 52 weeks who haven't been able to find work, is because employers don't want to take them, because some of them have various illnesses, conditions, whether it
Councillor
be
Henderson, can
educational
you
issues,
close, please?
Disabilities.
Move a further 2 minutes.
It could be disability issues. And they'll tell you that. We've been interviewing and getting evidence from these people that some of those have been on the work test scheme to see if they're fit for work. And they've been failing that. And they've been sending them out for interviews. And employers are not wanting to employ them. So what do? We hit them with another 5%. We don't just put 20% on them, we hit them with another 5 and make it 25%. You're actually hitting someone for actually no fault of their own. They're trying to get work, but they're not being accepted into work. They're doing their best. And they'll tell you these things. People are laughing. I'll tell you, go out there and find the evidence. Councillors in here, before they actually make a decision, ought to make an informed decision on the judgment of the evidence that they find. And they'll tell you, some of those organisations that are trying to get people back to work, there's a very, very small element of those who don't want to work. The rest are doing their best to try and find a job and trying to make themselves fit for work and making sure they're educated and getting themselves fit and healthy. So you'll actually find you're just putting them in a nice little box and saying, these are all the same people. Well, they're not. There's 900 families actually working that you're hitting harder and taking more money off. There are children in poverty in this area that you are now ignoring, which you said you wanted to help. Well, the only way you'll help is give them a hand up, not a kick down.
Yes.
Thank you, Councillor Henderson. We have got Councillor Hawkins and then Councillor Honeywood again. Can we please stick to 5 minutes and no more? It's getting very late and we still have other things on the agenda.